sometimes I just find newspapers and I just start reading them and I'm like, I'm not reading that. Like, because I'm like, that's hilarious. I got to read this to Jack. And I just put the link in the, in my notes. And so I've never read this, but like, I went to, I was like, what is this? And my search was Hall of Presidents Disney. I was looking up that and I was going through like archives. And so this newspaper page, which is like the full, you know, page with all the metadata. So it looked at the entire page and it found Hall of Presidents Disney. But it's, there's no Hall of Presidents.
Not in that order.
No, it's like, it's wife, daughter, still await Panama aid to free Captain Villa from President Nixon, President Dimitri, like all these like, but on the other side, I'm like, where's Disney? Why did I put this in my notes? I'm like, oh, there's Disney. And it's at the top left. And this is February 5th, 1972. And it's Disney bomber sought.
What?
So this is February 5th, 1972. This is like exactly 5 months after Magic Kingdom opens. Disney bomber is sought. A would-be extortionist who planted a time bomb at the sprawling Walt...
Dude!
At the sprawling Walt Disney World Amusement Center to back up his demands for $90,000 was the object of a police manhunt today. A time bomb. When's the last time you heard time bomb?
As part of like 007, I'm going to blow up the Contemporary if you don't meet my demand. Like, that is villainous.
He needs 90 grand. Which I'm sure is like...
That's no biggie, man. Inflation calculate for...
Inflation ransom.
For extortion.
Okay, well, let's find out how unreasonable this was. $90,000, 1972, $688,000 today.
Oh, wow.
So that's actually... That's a lot.
That's quite a lot.
The extortionist telephoned a Disney World switchboard operator and warned, quote, if you don't think I can blow up that place, look in the utility shed.
I know you don't believe me. Probably get this all the time.
The time bomb was discovered in the shed at the amusement park Thursday night, 3 hours before it was set to detonate. Officials disclosed yesterday.
They looked at the clock, the alarm clock that was taped to it.
A sheriff's deputy said the bomb, a gunpowder device, was rigged to a pair of neon gas canisters and timed to explode at midnight. Some 15,000 visitors had been in the park that day before the gates closed at 7 p.m.
What were they doing, Magic Kingdom after hours? Why would you close that early?
Keep the park open. It's for your own safety that we're closing the park at 7 p.m. There's rogue bombists on the loose. They're trying to get weird numbers of money from us. They want weird amounts of money. They want 90 grand. Why are you closing Epic Universe at 6? The park's brand new. If only you knew. If only you knew that we were looking out for you and your safety. We have to check every utility shed before we can have Lockheed Martin rent out Dark Universe. Complying with the caller's instructions, police said they attempted to make a payoff in an Orlando hotel lobby. This is a movie!
Dude. They made sure the package was wrapped in a brown bag with duct tape. It was the whole nine yards. One guy was wearing the hat and glasses. The other guy was handing it off to him. We will negotiate with Disney World terrorists. We have no choice.
The money, stuffed in a sack marked Biochemical Lab, was returned to a Disney safe when the caller failed to show to claim it.
Oh, he must have thought it was a setup.
Okay.
They're not just going to give me the money. This is a trap.
They do everything you want and you're like, no, you're getting confused.
It actually was the money. It wasn't even a phone book.
It was the money. Officials said the caller indicated other bombs had been hidden in the area, but they refused to disclose how many or where. Whoa.
He's fibbing, bro. I believe the one in the shed. It's like, give me some details about the other one that if it's...
Balls of steel. This is the Disney World cops. The Disney World security force. When he's like, go look in the shed. Go look in the utility shed. All right, I'm here. Open it up. Oh my gosh, there's a bomb. Yeah? Well, I got five more hidden around the park. No, you don't. No.
You see how complicated this is, bro? I can tell this took at least 4 hours to get set up properly.
You don't have four more of these. I will kill people in your park. Yeah, right.
These are expensive, bro. Come on. You ain't getting my chain.
They said the entire park was searched thoroughly through the night. It opened on schedule yesterday. From the caller's voice, the sheriff's office said they believe the extortionist was in his late teens or early 20s. Wow.
Wow.
The explosive was discovered near the canoe run at the edge of Frontierland. Oh, wow. We know exactly where that is. It's the where they get in. It's the shed where, you know, it's where they got into those canoes by the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, wow.
Disney officials at first hedged, then admitted a bomb had been found and the police had searched for others but found none. So the police are like, I heard that there was a bomb. And they're like, no, there was no bomb. And then... In the background, the garbage.
We're gonna bet big on there. There's no extra bombs. We don't want to have to shut down.
I'm gonna go all guys. I'm going to go all in on that there's no bombs. I mean, are we all good with going all in on that there's... I mean,
this is a nothing burger. You guys heard that guy's tone on the phone. There was no way he was being serious.
It's the 70s. Everyone is like drinking lead water and like they're all eating paint chips and murdering. There's serial killers everywhere. No one's exempt from this. It's just sometimes you eat the paint chips and sometimes you drink the water that has lead in it and you become a serial killer. And sometimes you just become a guy that's like, there's probably no bombs. Like, it's just affecting everybody. Everybody's crazy. But it's like they're all crazy in different ways. Somebody's just like, yeah, there's probably not any other bombs. Yeah. Chief, what are you talking about? What if there are? It's like, they're probably not, though.
Yeah, but it's that same flavor of crazy that would like lead you to make a bomb. Like, he's just all he needs is a few more extra doses, a few more repaintings and samplings of the chips.
There's probably no other bombs. It's like, but Chief, what if there are? It's like, but there's probably not. If you think about it, there's probably only the one bomb. What makes you believe? What makes you believe that there's only one bomb? Why would you believe that?
I don't know. Why would we believe that there was a bomb?
Because he said, he told us the location of the one bomb. Wouldn't you do that?
That's his way of lending credibility to the extra bomb story. Obviously. Because if I only had one, but I was trying to make it seem like I can blow up every land, I would say that they're in every land. I wouldn't just show my hand and be like, I have one in the hub. We'll see what it does. You say the frontier land, well, that one's going to be hard to reach first, so they're probably going to check for the Tomorrowland bomb first.
They don't have any security cameras, or I mean, like, they have like two security cameras. They don't even have the computers to like scroll through it really quick. It's going to take us at least 3 days to look at this tape to really... You know,
rewind them all.
Somebody brought a bomb into the Magic Kingdom. What the fuck?
To dig even just the step one is, it's like, it wasn't there was a bomb in the Magic. A guy like this version of the story now, if we ever heard it, would be at Transportation and Ticket Center. They stopped it and everyone got a handshake at the end. It's like, it wasn't even that, you know, he went through the Main Street metal detector and that was what did it. Oh, wow. How'd he get in here? It was already planted. He had left. He went and got something to eat. Then he made the call and then we're like, okay.
You would have, I mean, if I was doing this, I would say that there's one going to explode at midnight. The others are set to explode at noon tomorrow.
That's right. Because they're going to know, again, it's a bust when only the one goes off. You go, that's just like your demo.
It's crazy to think that, you know, even back then, it was such a convoluted process to get from your car to the hub, not let alone Frontierland to the canoes. I mean, that guy carried a bomb either on the monorail or the ferry. He then got through the hub all the way down Main Street. You're walking down Main Street with a pipe bomb, with two canisters of
device. I mean, it makes me think, and I know this is the less interesting, but I mean, did he sneak in some other way? Would that have been easier? That was the other question.
Were they looking for bombs? And this is also horrifying. Obviously nothing happened. Yeah. It's like the head of security and his guy, like they're the only two working right now. They're the only two security guards in the entire park.
It's all they need.
Yeah, it's just
everyone's, you know, nice.
It's me and my lackey. And he's like, hey man, I feel like we should definitely tell the police that we found a bomb and that there's this guy telling us there's other bombs. Yeah. He's like, all right, we'll call the police. And the police come and he's like, and he tells his lackey, he's like, I got this. Don't say it. Look, so somebody said there was a bomb. Now, we don't believe them, but what would you do?
Yeah, we get this all the time.
We get it a lot. It's been open for 5 months. Been open for 5 months.
People are like, fine. Like, they're looking at it as if we built like one skyscraper. They're like, I would have to travel so far to blow up the Empire State Building. Now I can make demands to the president. I'm going to blow up Walt Disney. And it's like the same caliber.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah.
Like, before, what are you going to do? Threaten to blow up Gatorland before? Like, there's nothing around.
You're not getting out of Gatorland. I'll tell you that much. Gatorland is like going into like an Indiana Jones temple. Like, it's like, oh my God. And so it's like, let's go to the utility shed, our single utility shed at this entire resort. We open it up and there's a bomb there. It's like, okay.
Luckily, it wasn't rigged to the door. Like Miami Vice, we open it up, explodes.
Yeah, there's anything could have gone wrong here. It's a picturesque bomb just placed right here. Clear as day, it's a bomb, big timer.
Neon green, just like two gas tanks.
I'm like, oh, great. And I go and I pick it up and I read it. Like, how much time do we
like? Like, it's like someone puked. I got to deal with this
oh,
now.
Great.
Like that level.
Let's see. All right, we got 3 hours. This thing's going to blow at midnight. What do you think we should do? And I'm like holding it. It's like in my hand.
The other guy's like, should we be touching that? I can touch it. If you start fiddling with it, that's what does it. You can touch it. It's different. If you fiddle.
You shouldn't touch it. Like, I'm just like holding it.
Yeah, you'd be tampering with it. That's different. I don't trust you.
It's my job to keep this park safe. I'm holding it up and like looking at it like it's like some sort of trophy, like an object. I'm like looking at all angles. Like, is there a note on here? let me lead when the police come and I hide the bomb. I'm like, should I
throw a blanket on him?
Should I try to detonate it?
Get rid of it real quick.
I put it on the raft and push the raft towards Tom Sawyer Island.
Yeah, is it waterproof? Well, he just throws it in the water. if it detonates now, it's fine.
It's like, can I throw it in the river? It's like, the river's like a foot deep. Don't do that.
Fine. The boat on the truck runs it over.
He's like, oh yeah, I forgot this place is fake.
The bomb is the realest thing around here. Well, in his mind, he's so Pirates of the Caribbean a brain that he's just like, oh, that's just a lighting effect. That's fine.
That's fine. He sees like one of, you know, like the TNT detonate, like the Frontierland, like exterior theme. And he's like, oh, there's another. Let me go. It's like, no, that's part of the park.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm holding the bomb on the phone. Yeah, I got the bomb. What? You're trying to tell me there's more of these? And he's like, some squeaky teen. Yeah, there's more. He's like, yeah, right, buddy. I know this is your only bomb. Well, tell the police. I'm not telling the police anything. I know.
You tell the police.
You tell the police. You call them. You call them. It's just what? It's like Tuesday. It's a Thursday night.
Well, I didn't even think about that. It's not even like I'm going to call like the actual president or the police or somebody. Hey, there's a bomb at Walt Disney. I'm going to tell Walt Disney World and then they're going to tell somebody. Like, it's like we're like delaying it.
Disney officials at first hedged, then admitted a bomb had been found and the police had searched for others but found none. Okay, so maybe they did tell the police. And that they
didn't want to tell the press.
They didn't want to tell the press. So was there a bomb here? No.
I mean, there might have been something that was like a bomb, but it's like, fine.
Okay, so fair enough. I think they told the police. My bad. But the world in which they didn't was very wonderful. Major Lee McEacherin of the sheriff's office said that man had made about a half dozen calls warning Disney personnel of the bomb. I keep getting through to just random. It's like, hi, Tomorrowland Terrace Restaurant. Is there anything I can do for you? There's a bomb in the Magic Kingdom. Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, imagine that. Like, you set a bomb up, like, fully expecting this thing's going to be disarmed. I'm going to get my demands. Like, not wanting to actually blow the place up.
Oh, but, of course not.
But just being like, well, yeah, you got a vacation there. But just being like, no one's taking me seriously right now. This thing is going to go. I can't stop. This train can't stop, man. This bomb's going off, and everyone's just laughing you off.
And you're calling them and being like, no, seriously.
Listen, I don't even want the money.
I don't. Okay, fine. No money. There's a bomb in the utility shed. Yeah, right. Yeah, right, buddy. I'm calling random people. Hi, Main Street Glassware.
I'm calling
listen,
the cops.
Listen. Please don't hang up. Please don't hang up. She's like, oh, are you the one calling about the ashtray? Oh, yeah, sorry. We just sold out of that. No, no, I'm calling because there's a bomb in front of bomb.
Are you in the Magic Kingdom? You do one of two things. Either attempt to disarm or lead the evacuation. Rallying the troops.
Who are you? I just needed like 90 grand.
I'm just someone trying to help. Before I was trying to help myself, but now I see.
Polynesian concierge. There's a bomb at the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, this one again. Okay. Nate just called me about this one. He said, I expect a call like this. Click.
No,
not again.
No. And then now I'm driving. I'm like, I gotta go back, and I turn my car around and I go back to the Magic Kingdom. And I'm like, the trip. Trying to get to my bomb that I planted because of my immense guilt and realization that knowing the extortion plan isn't going to work, the like, how do I take the monorail or the ferry? Which one's quicker? Just doing my trip into Magic Kingdom.
Race against time.
I gotta get back. I gotta get it out of there. He said the calls were traced to the hotel complex on the sprawling Disney site 15 miles from Orlando. If I don't get $90,000 in 20s delivered, I will blow up something, police said, the extortionist warned. He did not say, however, what would blow up. The bomb definitely was alive, said McEacherin. It would have exploded and would have done considerable damage if it had been placed elsewhere.
Oh, so he had it in a bad spot.
Disney officials refused to comment other than to say the youth disclosed the whereabouts of the device after the park had closed.
I love the cop just blowing it for Disney. Well, yeah, if he would have put it in a better spot, he would have been way better off.
Yeah, if I was playing a bomb in Magic Kingdom,
here's where I'd do it.
I'll tell you. There has to be like another article written about this.
Surely. This is major news.
I found an article describing Disney World as a bomb that will hit Central Florida in 1967.
Also very true.
Hearing held on Disney World bomb threat.
They got him. They got him. Justice. This is for Walt.
How the hell did we get this guy?
Well, I was literally about to say, I'm like, dude, they probably didn't want to publish it because it's like, especially back then, I mean, how many serial killer stories do we have back then where it's just like, yeah, we couldn't get him. We couldn't find him. It was the 70s. You know what I'm saying?
Here we go. They got him. They got his ass. Finally. A Walt Disney World employee.
What? What? An inside man.
Oh, we've never heard of this.
The first...
We disavow this employee. He did not go through traditions. We checked.
A Walt Disney World employee arrested Wednesday on charges of telephoning a false bomb threat to the Polynesian. This is a different bomb threat.
I was going to say, clearly wasn't false. We had the device.
What?
This must happen often.
Everybody's trying to get 90 grand from us. Why that number? That's my curiosity. I'm not wondering why people are doing it. I know it's the lead, but why are they?
That would be the bigger consideration, though. You'd be like, is there a handbook about this?
Is there something that costs $90,000 that I don't know about? A Walt Disney World employee arrested Wednesday on charges of telephoning a false bomb threat to the Polynesian Resort Hotel where he worked was characterized Thursday as a youth who works to help his mother support two other children at a hearing before U.S. Magistrate Donald P. Dietrich.
Who was the other guy? Sergeant Mickey or something? Like,
please rise, Honorable Justice Gof E. Hayuk. A tip to Walt Disney World security forces from two co-workers resulted in the arrest of Dana Michael Hutchinson, 18, by Disney security officers and John F. Rice, special agents of the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Questioning by... This is also, like, the reason I thought this was the same one, and maybe it doesn't seem to be, is... August 18th, 1972, which means that was 6 months after the last bomb threat.
They were just going crazy.
And I planted a bomb. Yeah, you have, huh? What does it look like? How'd you build it? I know everything. I've held it with my bare hands, brother. You tell me where that bomb is, I'll give you 90 grand myself. I've been chasing that high, motherfucker.
For your sake, you better not be lying to me right now because I just got excited. Today's a bomb day. Hitting the bell is a little bell on the bomb day, bomb day.
I'm in the security office. I get the call and I'm doing that thing where like I'm on the phone and I'm like motioning to you like, hey,
and I'm like, get in here,
get here. Like what?
Wait, I didn't get that last part. What did you say? And I will blow it up. Check it out.
Oh no, say it again. And I'm like, I'm putting out the phone to everybody. Like,
yeah, are you guys laughing in there? This is very serious. No, we're keep going. Keep saying it. Keep going. Yeah, I believe you. Keep going.
It's crazy to not believe him because you have found a bomb here in the past 6 months.
But I also didn't find four other bombs. So. Because you were out there. You were out there for a couple extra hours than me. And what'd you find? Nothing.
You think you're talking to the guy that found a bomb here. I'm the guy that didn't find five bombs here. That's who you're talking to. So tell me where your bomb is. You can't even get excited at one bomb, even if this one's real. I'm never going to get that high if there being five bombs.
The potential five bombs is more exciting.
Questioning by Assistant U.S. Attorney Robert Leventhal and Dietrich revealed at the hearing Hutchinson, a Disney employee. They don't say employee. They say Disney employee. Because it's like, and it says...
Well, is that a former employment, basically? Like an employee is like a payee, where it's like a current thing.
No, I think it's just the past. A Disney employee since last November lives with his working mother, Peggy Hutchinson, a brother and a sister whom he helps support. It's like, I don't need your sob story, brother. How many bombs?
Let's get down to brass tacks.
They reside at 59532.
If you're interested in bombing their house.
Thank God this extortion didn't work. Otherwise, we would be headed straight there.
If you'd like to pay your respects, go to 5953 Dugan Way.
Dude, what was their problem back then? Why did they do that in the news? You better hope they don't. They make like a feel-good puff piece news story about me where it's like, local guy helped out. They give your exact address, your phone number, everything. If you want to drop off baked goods at this man's house, what is wrong with you guys?
Drinking lead. That's what's wrong. Address. That's a funny name. Dugan Way. I've never seen that one. Put that in the paper. 5953 Dugan Way in Camelot West Mobile Homes Estate. The youth is charged with telephoning the false bomb threat to a desk clerk at the Polynesian from a telephone just outside the hotel. The Polynesian lodging host is charged with falsely reporting there was a bomb in the luggage area outside the hotel. Rice, who is at Disney World investigating another bomb threat case.
Well, we got a few ongoing.
Hey, while you're here...
You're just, were you about to leave? You're in luck. We got another one. Thank God you didn't get back to the office.
It's like animal control. Like, has the guy left?
There's another one.
I found something else. I found a rat.
You're going to have to talk to my dispatcher, Brew. I can't just do extras like this, okay? One bomb per call, one bomb.
This one sounds serious. You don't seem that excited. I don't think it's that serious. You're right.
He couldn't sell it. He wasn't selling it, man.
Rice, who was at Disney World investigating another bomb threat case involving Robert Harse of Orlando, joined Disney security officers in securing and searching the Polynesian luggage area. No bomb was found. And you know how sad they are about it. They're like, damn.
At least that's an easy one, right? There's got to be some time off for not making them actually go shut down the Magic Kingdom, go check. You know what I mean? It's like...
Well, I think they appreciate the bespoke search experience of the luggage. Like, oh, I've never done luggage. Where it's like, I get to open, I have to like, it's all the luggage is different. I get to open in different ways. Hutchison was arrested after two other Disney employees overheard him making the telephone call outside the hotel.
Bruh.
Oh, man.
He's on a courtesy phone. He's just right outside.
He's like, yeah, I planted a bomb in the luggage. And it's like, and there's just two guys smoking over there. It's like,
just your coworkers who can identify you.
Hey, Hutch, you doing okay, buddy? What? Yeah, no, I was just, okay.
Maybe he was, I can see this, because this would be my strategy if I ever had to, if I was a disgruntled Polynesian employee and I was like, let's get one over. I would totally be like, guys, I saw that there was a bomb in the thing. It's not mine, but I do also have some demands. Can I get away with that?
I don't think so.
Well, I also wouldn't know that I can't get away with that as an 18-year-old back in the 70s, maybe. So I would try it. Disney, guys, I work here, but I saw it.
Disney employees overheard him making the telephone call. According to details disclosed at the hearing, the false bomb threat was not reported until the Thursday hearing. However, Hutchison was booked at Orange County Jail, where he was held overnight about 8 p.m. Wednesday. Federal officials said the caller warned a bomb was set to explode in the luggage area at 3:30 p.m. Wednesday. I mean, pretty much every little detail, they're like, well, 3:30, that's not bad. That's better than midnight. But
well, yeah, they're using that to like, would he actually pick 3:30, or is that just what they all say? Of course, this is a nice...
There's something about 3:30. What, 90? They're like, they got a big board. $90,000, 3:30 p.m. Why are they all like this?
Okay, nine. Three times three is nine. They're like,
they're all divisible by three. I noticed that too. It's odd. Why is that?
I hope we get a few more of these today. We need some more data.
We got one. Oh, good. Oh, good. Okay. Where's this one?
You're getting more relieved at the more bomb threats you get.
Ooh, no, it's on the train. Ooh,
it's in one of the teacups.
Oh, that's good too. We don't have time to stop the ride. And it's like, you totally do.
Hop on. You're getting the most fun version of it. You're running around.
Yeah, you're running around. You're trying to you're jump over there. Maybe that one.
There's a race against the clock element. He's loving it. He's talking to his party. He's going, this is the right way to experience the Magic Kingdom. We should do this every day.
I wish normal guests could experience this. Federal officials said the caller warned a bomb was set to explode at 3:30 p.m. Wednesday. They said the caller did not mention money. Oh, so this kid's just acting up?
I'm doing it for the love of the game.
Officials declined to speculate if the call was a prank. They're so sad. They're like, we don't even want to think that.
I don't want there to be a chance of someone just messing with us.
Please only call us if you planted a real bomb. That's what they're saying. Like, why would you say it like that? Why would you just say, don't do this?
Well, it's all, like, you pick up the phone, you're dialing the courtesy line or whatever it is. You're dialing the operator at Disney World and you're going, press one if this is about reservations. Press two if it's for press three if you're phoning in a bomb threat. Please note that Winston has all that information. If it's a true bomb threat, make sure.
The next paragraph. Robert Hara, 23-year-old son of Tupperware president Joseph Hara, was charged earlier this year with a $90,000 bomb extortion attempt, which it has to be the same one, right? This isn't real.
No way.
Against Disney World and a separate false bomb threat made in an alleged attempt to extort $250,000 from the huge tourist attraction. And then I looked up Joseph Hara, and he's like a real guy. I was like, Tupperware president, like the manufacturing plant president? No, American businessman and philanthropist. Hara was best known for his time at Tupperware, where he served as president and CEO of Tupperware for 20 years. And I wonder if his Wikipedia page mentions that his son called in a $90,000 bomb threat.
To Walt Disney World.
In 2016, he wrote the following remembrance of his tenure leading Tupperware. Quote, in the past 70 years of my life, I've had the enormous pleasure of witnessing the untapped reservoir of female intelligence.
So what did you learn about the Tupperware game? I learned that women are actually kind of smart, which is crazy because I thought they were just hot before. And now I know they're smart too. So I learned a lot. That's like a feminist statement to him, basically. Like, he's like, I'm giving him some credit.
This is post Me Too for him, too. It's like 2016. He's like, oh, I mean, I knew this way back at Tupperware. When I was working at Tupperware, I knew women should be respected. That's why I built a Ponzi scheme to take advantage of them pretty much exclusively. During World War II, Hara served in the South Pacific as a radio operator on airplanes. He was calling in bombs, too. He started...
I learned it from you, Dad.
Okay, let's read this again. Okay. Robert Hara, 23-year-old son of Tupperware President Joseph Hara, who has tapped the deep untapped reservoir of female intelligence.
Oh, he's tapping it all right.
Was charged earlier this year with a $90,000 bomb extortion attempt against Disney World and a separate false bomb threat. And a separate false bomb, a third bomb has hit the Disney World.
He's going
a third. No, that's a different. It's a totally different guy. A separate false bomb threat made in an alleged attempt to extort $250,000 from the huge tourist attraction. Disney officials said the false bomb threat Wednesday necessitated clearing the Polynesian luggage area for about 10 minutes, but no other disruption.
We're just eyeballing it for 15 minutes.
It's fine. Hara's September 18th trial was moved to Jacksonville last month by U.S. District Court Judge George C. Young because the judge felt a local trial might present problems in sequestering a jury. U.S. interest.
Everyone here works at Disney World. We can't.
The only people here either work at Disney World or hate Disney World. So this guy's either going to be executed or he's going to walk. Let's do this in Jacksonville. Trust me.
Cooler heads will prevail in Jacksonville.
U.S. District Court Judge Gerald Schoflat will hear the Hara case. To Joe Flat? Joe Flat?
At what point did we stop having funny names?
Never.
Like, when did we... it's the future now, guys. We're taking it.
We're done with these funny names. U.S. District Court Judge Gerald Joe Flat will hear the Hara case. Hutchinson was ordered to appear for a preliminary hearing before the magistrate at 4 p.m. September 6th to determine if he should be bound over to a federal grand jury. Leventhal said conviction for placing a false telephone bomb threat carries a penalty of 5 years in prison and or a $5,000 fine. Trial rescheduled to January 8th. Robert Hara's trial on charges. This is the Tupperware son guy, right? From the $90,000.
The Nepo baby. The Tuppo baby.
Last February, an attempt to extort $90,000 and telephoning a false bomb threat to Disney in March during a $250,000 extortion try has been postponed. So he was behind both. He did it twice. He got away with it the first time, and then he read in the newspaper that they had actually prepared the money, and he was like, oh, let's do it.
Dude. Even like he had the perfect DB Cooper escape, but he's just like, so he got too greedy.
But is that the cops being like one step ahead of him? Put in the paper that we had the money, we're gonna give it to him, and he never showed up, and it's like we were obviously there with guns drawn. We weren't gonna give him the money. But I mean, were they like, yeah, we're just gonna give him the money, and then he was reading that in the paper and he's like, son of a bitch, I could have got the money. I know I can get the money, let's up it to 250.
That was what really sunk him, because if it was still 90, they would have had that money ready to go. They would have done him good. But they're like, this guy wants 250. Let's burn him this time. Let's get him.
And if it was him today, they would like literally just search his name in the database and be like, he's currently here.
Like, just, it would be so easy.
He wouldn't even be able to make the call. He would like go to pick up the call and then people would break in and they're like,
I'm thinking back to me being a receptionist and like that's like consumer grade technology. I can instantly put someone's phone number and a whole file comes up on him. Like, dude, you're cooked.
This guy went to Liberty Tree Tavern. They like, they have everything.
They have his whole My Disney Experience itinerary.
We can track his direct path. He didn't just go plant the bomb. He definitely didn't plant 5 bombs, though. Here's his path. And it's like his exact path. No wonder people don't do this anymore.
Leave your iPhone at home if you're doing this.
It has been postponed to January 8th, 1973. Hara, 23, son of Tupperware President Joseph Hara of Orlando, will be tried before U.S. District Court Judge Gerald B. Joe Flat in Jacksonville. The trial was ordered moved from Orlando to Jacksonville by U.S. District Court Judge George C. Young several weeks ago because Young felt a trial in Orlando with wide news media coverage expected might necessitate sequestering the jury. Hara, 138 West America Street, Orlando, a former Disney World employee was arrested for allegedly telephoning a false bomb threat to Disney last May. He was later indicted by a U.S. grand jury on the charge and the second charge of actually planting a bomb at the Central Florida tourist attraction. Initially, the trial was set. How did you catch him? Initially, the trial was set for September 18th after Hara pleaded innocent at an arrangement before U.S. Magistrate Donald P. Dietrich. However, after the charge of venue was ordered, the trial date was changed up to November 13th and then postponed even further. In both of the extortion attempts in which Hara is accused, Disney officials quickly complied with instructions to deliver money demanded, but it was never picked up at the points designated by the caller. So he's like, okay, one more time. And then he reads again. We once again tried to give him the money. He's like, I'm just going to go for it. I mean, like, it's, and then that's when he got caught.
Well, he showed up that time, but he was incognito. He had a big fake mustache. He was peeking around a corner. He was going,
they're really
going to
do it.
I think they have the money. He like, he nudged somebody. He's like, can you go over there? That's my buddy. Can you go over to my friend and tell him? And he's like, hoping to see if there's extra people.
They shot him dead immediately.
They tackle him. Whoa, close call. Thank God I'm going to call him again, though, just to see. Hopefully we'll meet in a different place.
Hara, now free on bond, was employed at Disney from December 28, 1971 to mid-March of that year as a sales clerk. He's a graduate of Jacksonville University. Why did he do it? How did you catch him? Would you like to give me anything? Voice prints readied for Hara hearing. Robert Hara, 23, accused of a bomb threat against Walt Disney World, remained free Friday under $10,000 bond as officials prepared voice print evidence to present at his preliminary hearing.
Like a fingerprint?
Rarely used voice prints of the bomb threat caller, who demanded $250,000 of Disney officials March 13th, feature prominently in government's case. Hara, a former Disney employee recently employed as a condominium apartment salesman at Cocoa Beach, moved into his parents' palatial home at 1507 Anchor Court, Palomar, Thursday following his formal booking. With him was his attractive wife. That's what the newspaper said.
Are you trying to get this guy killed, bro? He's got money. He's getting away with it. His wife is hot. Are you mad yet?
He probably has a deep reservoir of intelligence that is yet to be tapped. With him was his attractive wife, Judy, a registered nurse who works at Florida Hospital. Meanwhile, investigators in the case reported no new developments, although they were continuing efforts to establish whether there was a connection between Hara and an earlier Disney World bomb threat incident in which a live bomb was found in a service area.
A live bomb.
What?
It never loses its impact. It's always so...
It's a live bomb?
Yes, it's so intense.
I guess we don't know his motive because he claims to have not done it. Hate when that happens. Why'd you do it? I didn't. Tell me why.
Oh, so you're using this old line again.
Oh, this one's like a fun article. Disney World bomb found ... 3 hours to go.
Already some levity about it. It's okay.
A time bomb was discovered.
Like a late night article.
Yeah, so you heard about this. So they were just everyone is just laughing their ass off on Letterman. Yeah, I guess if somebody tried to blow up the Magic Kingdom, it's like it's like Johnny Carson.
I mean, have you seen some of the lines at that place? Let me tell you, I want to blow it up myself.
Yeah, what's the one? Yeah, everybody get in your like easy Disney World dig. Have you seen the price of parking?
They had it coming.
Disney World bomb plant trial delayed again. The federal court trial. Oh my gosh.
Disney's trying to get a mistrial, bro.
No new trial date was set for Robert Hara. Was indicted last year. Officials said a bomb was found February 3rd near a utility shed in Frontierland. Telephone demands for money received that day and on March 13th. Hara was employed. Wait, so does he just get off because he's like his dad's rich?
I feel like that's what happened.
Like his trial got delayed too many times.
Uh-huh. I can just totally see it being a thing like that. And they just declare, oh, it's fine. It's whatever. He hasn't tried to blow up anything since.
Oh my God. Disney World bomb plot case dropped.
He got away with it, dude.
Federal.
He rode off into the sunset. He actually did it.
Federal charges of planning a bomb at Walt Disney World and attempted extortion have been dropped against Robert Hara, 23, the son of the president of Tupperware Company. Details surrounding the dismissal were not disclosed.
Wow.
Federal officials are still investigating last spring's Walt Disney World bomb extortion case and expect action in the near future. U.S. Attorney John Briggs said Monday procedural difficulties have delayed action on the case, but he expects additional steps soon. Briggs refused to say whether the action would be in the form of indictments. Last January 29th, charges were dropped in the case against 24-year-old Robert Hara, accused of placing bomb threat telephone calls. No grounds were given for the dismissal. The grand jury in its indictment stated Hara had conspired to obtain the sums of $90,000 and $250,000 from Disney World by threatening violence. Hara denied the accusations and was scheduled for trial. The case was moved to Jackson. Like, by what logic? By what logic do you think it was him? By what logic did you think it's not him? Like, what's going on? Why is he the son of the president of the Tupperware Corporation?
Is the whole thing a setup? It's like we're losing the context of, like, everyone knew back then he was just trying to, they were just trying to frame this poor guy. Like, what is, why has no data?
Briggs said Monday his office continues to be vitally interested in the, I mean, I'm interested.
Am I interested in pursuing it? No. I mean, as I have a suspiciously large package on my desk just gets mailed to me with love from that guy.
Interesting. And I'm eating my spaghetti out of Tupperware. Oh, am I interested?
Is that new Tupperware that you're eating that out? No, I've had this for quite
stained.
A while.
It's stained, but it's spaghetti stained. It looks brand new.
Is that why you've been eating spaghetti every day this week, man? You're trying to break it in? The
sheriff's wife was so in deep into Tupperware. It's like the only way out was letting the sun go. So I get all those products out of my garage. It probably wasn't him. I play the voice recording. It's like, my name is Robert Harrell. I'm going to...
Back when you were more into it, it's like you have the exact evidence. I know. What happened with that? Yeah, by the way, it was dropped. What are you talking about? You guys got out the voice print technology.
Well, we got the voice print technology. Well, we found out a couple months later that was complete pseudoscience.
That was someone else taking us on a ride. Guys, I have a new invention for the police department.
You can't use magnets. It's like, well, if the magnet makes this sound, it is your voice.
Three men have been prosecuted using this technology.
And then the president of Tupperware has one lawyer who's like, that doesn't seem right. And they're like, really? You don't? Okay. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. Maybe not. That's just...
I guess we didn't think about it.
Oh, wow.
The trial was held in a courtroom with a typist who was... She had the cutest little brunette thing going on. It's in the article. Are you getting sidetracked? I need to know about the bomb threat. He's on the payroll, those people. He's getting distracted.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Extortion suspect arranged. A 24-year-old man who threatened to blow up Disneyland. Oh, no!
They're spreading.
Unless he was paid $3 million, was arranged yesterday in Camarillo? Douglas Hassler of Santa Barbara, who allegedly threatened to blow up Disneyland and Disney World with bombs. How would you pull that off, you fucking idiot?
He's just hassling him, bro. Don't worry about it.
I have men everywhere. Yeah, right. Was arrested in Santa Barbara by FBI agents when he picked up bags which he thought contained $1.5 million.
Oh, they got him with the thing.
We got
You Oops. Pick up the bags, there's just glue on them, just super glue. They're stuck, they got weights in there. You ain't getting away? No, damn it.
Hassler's bail was set to $60,000 by U.S. Magistrate Robert Stone. He will go on trial and say, okay, well, that was a different guy.
Why do we still have magistrates?
This guy didn't have any bombs. They didn't even, like, in Orlando, officials knew little of the extortion attempt. Extortionist ordered to youth unit, citing, quote, a ring of sincerity in a 3-page letter written by Walt Disney World bomb extortionist Anthony McGee. What an incredible title. I'm U.S. Supreme Court Justice. I'm Walt Disney World bomb extortionist Anthony McGee. Federal Court Judge George C. Young. Remember that guy? Yes. He's like, oh, I remember this. It's like, no, this is a different one. What? Today, sentenced him to an indeterminate term at the Federal Youth Detention Center in Tallahassee. McGee, 743 West Rock. Wait, was this the guy... This was the guy from... He was the guy from the Polynesian, right?
Yeah, this is not the Tupperware
This
guy.
Isn't the Tupperware... I'm so sorry. I'm getting my bomb extortion. I'm so confused.
You guys can't duel them so close to each other. I'm going to get them all mixed up.
McGee, an unemployed dishwasher. If you're... Okay, by the way, if you're an unemployed dishwasher, you're just unemployed. You can be an unemployed lawyer.
You might as well be... Well, you can be anything at that point. Hypothetically, I'm an unemployed astronaut. I could be anything. Yeah. The potential's unlimited. Especially after I get this money.
I'm a down on my luck unemployed dishwasher. No, bro, you are an unemployed person. You're not anything. If you're saying, oh man, if only I could be a dishwasher. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's like a self-esteem thing. It's like, don't call yourself a dishwasher. That's not what you actually are. You could be more.
And a down on his luck shoe shiner. You're a guy. In fact, if you're anything, you're a bomb extortionist. Let's be clear.
That's a way cooler profession. Do this more often. The other guy's making quite a career out of it.
At the apartment complex laundry that had been designated as a pickup point by a caller who threatened to detonate 30 bombs in the Walt Disney World theme park unless he was paid $500,000. This is a different bomb threat.
There's more bombs, more money. The stakes keep getting higher. We're on season 4 of blowing up Walt Disney World.
Bomb cops.
Chief, they're asking for $500,000.
Never in all my days have I heard of a number.
We won't do it.
But chief, he said there's 30 bombs. I bet you there's not even one. I remember when I was excited by 5 bombs.
30 bombs?
Now we're talking.
He puts on his sunglasses. Let's go.
We're going to get the flashback episode about that incredible formative experience.
It was the son of the Tupperware president.
He was right under our nose right, the whole time.
I talked to that guy in the first act.
He was just a reasonable local businessman back then.
It was the dishwasher right under my nose.
Chief, we got another.
I'm going to blow up Space Mountain.
Hmm.
Who does that sound like to you?
I don't know, 15,000 people were here yesterday. No, no, but think, like, who does it sound like to you?
In relation to bombing, who does it sound like to you?
Voice print, who does it sound like? I think it sounds, it's like his robot assistant from like a 70s cop show. I think it sounds like Robert Harrah, son of Tupperware president. His wife is beautiful. That's enough. That's enough voice print. Let's go get his ass.
We are not that far removed from reality right now. Premise is not that far.
Originally charged with trying to extort money, McGee was allowed to plead guilty on August 18th. He was arrested when he picked up two suitcases packed with shredded paper and only $150 cash at the lodge. What?
Wait. Got his ass. Got him.
But wait, listen to that. He was arrested when he picked up two suitcases packed with shredder paper and only $150 cash. Why did they put any cash? Is it like peeking out? Like, oh yeah, man, that thing is stuffed with cash.
It's probably the classic, yeah, the drug dealer Miami Vice. The top layer is the hundreds, right? And right under we got our shredded paper.
You're right. You're right. It's definitely, but like $150 wouldn't be enough to do a layer of cash. Right,
once.
Well, he sees the ones. He's like, oh man, that's so many nickels. It's 1970. I'll have your badge, bomb cop.
I know all South Florida is just straight up cocaine cowboys, pure insanity. They're getting sports car, cop cars. It's just total madness. Meanwhile, cut to just like only Washington level DC terrorism threats at Walt Disney World.
Bomb of the week. George Watt said no search of Disney World was made because agents were convinced no bombs ever existed.
You're convincing them now.
Okay. We're going to go search. We're going to go do our search. Don't you dare bluff. I'm all in.
I'll stake by he puts his badge down. We go, because we know that's all he's got. But then he puts the badge down to show that's how confident he is. And he'll be proven right by the end of the episode.
And if he isn't, he gets to see a bomb.
He wins either way.
It's called emotional hedging.
His white whale all the time. I need another one, please.
Orlando FBI office said no search of Disney World was made because agents were convinced no bombs ever existed after listening to tapes of two or three long telephone conversations that the would-be extortionist had with Disney World employees. Okay, so here's the new part. Agents said the extortion attempt began Thursday afternoon when a male caller said he would electromechanically explode 5 bombs, later increased to 30. Okay. Yeah.
You've jumped the shark, sir.
Yeah. 5, and it's like, yeah, right. 30. Now we're talking.
Yeah, he was negotiating with the guy. You're going to need to make it worth my while, buddy.
30 bombs. Okay.
I'm in.
Tell me more. The caller spoke with Disney World employee Thomas Mullins. Mullins told the caller he needed time to get the money and to talk to other Disney officials. Orange County Sheriff's Detective Russ Kalamia said... Russ Kalamia, a man with a mustache if I've ever heard it. The man agreed to make a second call to Mullins Friday morning. Mullins contacted the FBI and agents were waiting with tape recorders who now claim there were 30 bombs in the park, that still more time was needed to get cash to Orlando. We told him that an executive was flying in from California with the money, Kalamia said. He agreed to call back again at 1:15 p.m. When a third call was placed, Kalamia posed as a Disney executive and talked with the man. I told him I was an executive vice president and that I could only raise $400,000. So you got to do that. Or if you just give them whatever they want, they won't believe you. It's like, how much do you want? I want $500,000. I have 30 bombs. Look, I can only do 400K.
I'm trying to help you out, but you're being unreasonable, man.
I asked him for the location of any one of the bombs, and I asked technical questions about the bombs themselves. He just kept making demands for the money and ignored my questions. It was obvious to us that he didn't know what he was talking about, knowing anything about bombs. And there were no bombs. they're all pissed because they're like...
There were no bombs. Again. Listen, buddy.
One time there was a bomb. A couple years ago, there was a real bomb.
It's like an urban legend at this point. Well, we didn't even see the bomb, so it probably was also a fake one, too. You're just making that up, man.
I swear I'm not. Kalamia said he was able to keep the man on the telephone for more than 20 minutes. Kalamia then made arrangements with the caller to drop the money in the laundry room of an apartment building at 524 North Trenton Avenue. The money was to be placed in two briefcases and left no later than 3:30 p.m. Another 3:30 p.m. What's up with that?
Dude.
Is that like right now? What? I got to pick my kid up from school. I'll get you the money after.
I'm on a strict time frame here.
Timmy, get in the car. I got to go do another bomb threat thing. Dad, I thought we were going to my soccer game. No, son. Is it a real bomb, Dad? No. Probably. You're such a loser, Dad. I know. We filled one briefcase with wadded paper and only put $150 in the other. Why? The money was stacked on more wadded paper so it would look like the briefcase was full. I guess you can stretch 100. Sure, it must have been a small briefcase. One stack was arranged so that I could take it out and show
it if anyone was waiting in the laundry room. I keep going up to people. Hey, here's the money. What? Okay.
Not my guy.
Hey, here's the money. Excuse me?
Okay.
Hey, here's the money. How do I know that you're not going to turn me in? Oh, hey,
it's you. Okay. He was like halfway turned. He's turned to the guy. Oh, okay. I got my guy. And yeah, well, I'm not going to. It's real. Check it out. Look. I get to do the trick. I get to open it.
I get to do the open the briefcase. There's the layer. Then I get to open this briefcase, hand the stack, and da-da-da. There you go. Okay. Goodbye. And I'm just like, please bring a real bomb next time.
Well, the one dude wanted 20s specifically. Like 150 and 20s is an odd number, so you're not going to get that. You got to get a 10th. Second of all, it's like that's not going to be enough to spread out over enough.
Clemia drove to the drop site in a Disney World car and placed the briefcase in the laundry room. About 15 minutes later, the money was picked up by McGee, and FBI agents and police moved in. McGee, wearing braided hair and dressed in a white V-neck undershirt, faded white jeans, and tennis shoes, appeared before U.S. Magistrate Donald Dietrich for a preliminary hearing. The sad part about this is, well, one, we know, because we live in the future, Disney World has never had a bomb go off. So that's why this is really funny. Yeah. It's really funny because we know that that's never happened. So any threat that I read about Disney World bomb anything, I know that nobody was hurt by any bomb. Mm-hmm. But what's sad is that the people you're dealing with here are just really, really not intelligent.
Yeah. Because anybody would be like, I'm probably not going to be able to get it. Like, it's like, I'm going to see if I can pull off an armed robbery at Disney Springs. You're probably not going to get away with it. You know what I mean?
However, Disney officials did find a live bomb. This is the other bomb.
He said in the most bored voice. This is the other bomb. If you brought that up to me 2 hours ago, I would have.
In an area not open to the public, consisting of a dry cell battery, alarm clock, small amount of gunpowder, and two cylinders packed with explosives. It was diffused minutes before it was time to detonate. They didn't say that. Legend grows.
Minutes. Detonated seconds before it was about to go off.
That high you'll never get again. I can guarantee you that.
Which wire do I cut? Screw the music's pounding.
Pick one. cut it. Snip. And then just releases.
The magic is still here.
and then I get, every 3 months from now on, I get calls from people trying to get money from bomb threats. And I'm just like, nothing will ever beat that day. A few weeks later, on March 13th, a man threatened a $250,000 extortion bomb threat to an unnamed Disney World executive. The executive gathered and took the money to designated telephone booth. This is new. Where he received a call to proceed to another booth. This continued for 4 hours. I'm at the next booth. So am I. The next booth is.
Okay, dude, this is the third booth you've sent me to. Like, that's almost like, that's a good way of proving that they're trying to set you up. Because it's like, no one who's handing me $100,000 in extortion money is also going to put up with my shit enough to go to five different you're only doing this to entrap me, bro. That's why you're going to go to all 10 telephone booths. I'm trolling the hell out of them. I'm in Georgia, bro. I'm not even here.
You were never going to blow up anything, and you also don't want the money. You got your friends. So you're at the third telephone booth. Okay, great. Go to this telephone booth.
This is just the ultimate slumber party prank call move. Call Disney World. Tell them you're going to meet them at 3:30 every time. It kills.
The last call said the executives would receive additional orders later, but nothing more was heard. The official returned with the money, and a search of the park turned up nothing.
Not again.
Also, what ice in the veins of this Disney World executive? He's like, I'll go give him the money. Here's the money. Here's the money. And it's just like, I'm not going to get sniped at one of these telephones.
I know you're dealing with a criminal mastermind, sir. He talks to the security guy. He's no criminal mastermind.
Great. So I'll give you the instructions where to go next. I go back to the sheriff's office. Like, I couldn't find him. Dana Michael Hutchinson, 18, Orlando, was arrested August 17th, 1972, in charge. This is our Polynesian guy. Money was not mentioned and no bomb was found. Hutchinson later pleaded no contest. Wow, he did it. Okay. I mean, I guess, on December 21st, 19th, but then why did you do it? Do you imagine, like, you call in the bomb threat and then, like, you see your friends and they're smoke and they're kind of, you good, Hutch? And then you're like, yeah, I'm all good. I'm serious. And then I hang up and then I'm like, okay. And then I, like, drive home from work and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot to mention money. Oh, no.
Can I call back? No, I probably can't.
I'm the bomb guy. I need $330,000 at 90. No, wait, sorry. I need $90,000 at 330.
Look down, it's written on my hand. I need
smudge 30. Damn.
Is that a 6 or a 9?
Son, you don't seem too bright. They definitely just don't tell people now.
Yeah.
They learned before everyone else would learn, stop reporting it.
Because it's like,
what? Because it's literally every week in the paper.
And what do you have to gain from the paper knowing about it other than, yeah, copycats? If anybody, the police and even them, you know, sometimes, you know, sometimes we can handle it ourselves. You definitely can't get a bomb in there now.
No, definitely not. Not that you should either. No matter how excited it would make the cops.